Welcome everybody to the Preacher Parker Show. We got our special guest Viva La Revolution once again. Glad to be on their show. This is gonna be epic. Be ready. We about to do our thing with Buttercup and Dingleberry Jerry. Let's go.
Alright, everyone, we're back. Viva La Revolution 2.0.
It's your boy Buttercup.
And then we got Preacher Parker here.
Preacher, who?
Hope you all enjoy that freestyle from both of them.
We tried.
It was an amazing thing.
Amazing.
Pretty buzzed up.
Yep, you know.
You know, buzzed up. I can't lock me down.
You can tell Jamar still is.
I still buzz, man. Too many damn platinums. A Jose Quirrell. Hot damn. We are F up on this damn block.
Plus that.
Yeah. Plus that, you know. Ooh. But anyway, we're good. Now, we ready.
I smoked the pencil dick fucking blunt.
You did?
I want to say, anything with pencil and dick does not sound good
That's
together.
That's all everyone needs to know.
Wow.
But it was perfect, though.
It was. Hey, it worked out. It always blends in with the Preacher Parker Show and the Viva La Revolution.
So the first thing I want to start with, my bad, is...
The hashtag?
Hashtag that bitch is white. So, Jennifer...
What the fuck is going on?
Jennifer McClellan, she is supposed to be running for governor of Virginia, and she's set to be the first black female governor in the United States. Only problem is, when you look at her pictures, you can tell she is white. When you look at her husband, he is white. And okay, that's okay. But then when you look at her two little babies, they're white. So you tell me, how is she black? How do you get to choose nowadays if you're black?
Well, maybe. Well, what about her parents? Is her parents half white, half black?
I don't know. I didn't even look into that, but...
Let's look it up. While we're in the middle of this damn podcast, let's talk about it. Look it up.
I got
it. Is that fair? If you have a one white parent, but you look white, and should you be black? That's not fair.
You got a point. Black, but then you got to ask yourself this one question. Look at Obama. White mom, black daddy. Is he still considered a black man as a president?
I would beg to differ who his parents are, but... I'm not going to get into that.
That's getting too deep. The point is, hot David, I'm just saying, Buttercup does have a point, though. Is it fair that you could claim another race just based on certain things? Like, you have a certain feature, or you have a certain haircut.
If you're mixed, in my opinion, you're mixed. You're not, you can't be like, nope, I'm black. F the whitest. Or you can't be like, I'm white. I ain't down with the dark side. You can't be like none of that.
You can't be like that because... Damn.
You are both sides. You should be the one bringing balance to the equation.
So you're basically a mulatto. Well, sort of.
The fuck's that?
I don't know.
A mulatto is like black, white, and Spanish all mixed together, something like that.
I thought that was a cookie. A
Oreo cookie.
I cannot.
I'm not being racist. I'm a preacher, I'm a black man. I'm just saying. Oreo cookie, black and white. A vanilla swirl.
This group right now is like a reverse Oreo with the two white, you know.
Two whites, yes, reverse Oreo.
Middle side is you.
You see what I'm saying? There's a lot going on. Race should not be a big deal because we all a human race. Am I right or am I wrong?
Wrong.
Amen.
I'm above all on the show. We're all human.
Hot damn. What's your damn name again?
Dingleberry Jerry.
Dingleberry. Hot damn Jerry. That mother right there is a Jerry for real. Like a Jerry Curl. Nah, I'm sure I'll play.
I'll tell you.
No, but the answer to that.
I reckon he would.
I cannot find the parents at all.
When it comes
wow, there's no parents.
No, there's parents, damn it. I mean, I don't think she just pooped out of nowhere. But no.
If they have no pictures of her parents, that's already telling you what the situation is.
I don't care. You look at her pictures. She looks white.
She's white.
She's got white girl hair. She has a white complexion.
She looks like a 1960s
She has barely any black
woman.
Features. Barely.
She looks like a 1960s or 70s woman.
She got strong nostril features.
That's it. Barely any. She might have a percentage, but she can't claim black. That's my. That's what I say. You can't choose what you are. How do we
Preacher
decide?
Parker,
okay, then I decide.
You got a point,
I'm black.
Though, because in a riot war, she could choose what side she wants to be on. 90% of the chance, she's going to be on the opposite side that's not
so,
black.
Since I can freestyle and shit, I'm black.
You made a point there.
I've got my pass from many people, so I'm black.
There you go.
I've done some crazy shit.
Now, you know what? Let's get deep. We're over here on the Revolution Show. It's a real good show. It's deep. Controversial for some people, but it's really real. The thing I gotta ask you a question is, let's look at black and white. Let's define black and white throughout time. Black and white was considered a status. They didn't call it black. It was actually like being bad. They used to call white people black. It wasn't based on colors. It wanted to go deeper to history.
Like the Irish.
So now, the question is, how did we get to the point where it went from black to white as a status of being good and bad to the point where now black, white, yellow, red is all like just brown, separated, divided as a culture? Jerry?
Damn Republicans.
Damn.
I'm joking.
Oh, my Lord.
No, it's just...
You got a point. You got a point.
No, no, no. It's just human nature. The fuckery we do.
We can say it's human nature, but let's be honest. If I had a room right now, and all my kids that came out, all the kids in that room was all the ages of 1 to 2 years old, and they was one of each culture, do you think any of them was going to separate themselves from another child based on the skin color?
No.
So, once again, hot damn it, we define that color mattered at a certain point in our life.
Because people that are racism and all that, they'll teach it to their young. They either break the cycle or continue.
But that's from all cultures, though.
Obviously.
That's the crazy part. Everybody, let's be real. Let's be 100% real. We want to talk real. I'm tired of being fake. Let's try to hold back. But let's be real. Do you think that white people are the only one that has taught their children to not like another culture?
No.
All right. So, you get what I'm saying? So, it's like, I don't want to say the word racism, but it's more like hatred towards another human being of a different background because, yeah, you know. But you know what I'm saying? Based on, you know, just standards or whatever you believed in or a situation that you've been through, all of a sudden you decided, I don't like somebody else. Just say it.
It's human tribalism? Yeah, it's tribalism. Let's get the damn chips out.
Let's open the damn chip. Tribalism? All right, break it down. Break it down, Jerry.
Humans are is it tribalism or tribalism?
Tribal mindset. Yes.
We group each other out, and then we hate other groups, and we like certain groups. We just keep attacking each other over stupid things.
But at the end of the day, what is it for? Is it for money? Is it for land?
Power.
Is it for power? For power, it's okay.
But if we united, that's every problem, mind, though. Think of this.
There's gonna be a sneaky motherfucker in there.
If we united, every mind united, wouldn't we eventually? Wouldn't that lead to corruption? Wouldn't our thoughts and our...
So you think that if everybody united as a people, there would still be somebody that's deep inside that still wants to be separated and wants to carve a...
Yes.
There'll always be a Satan.
Huh?
There'll always be someone that dislikes
you.
I agree with it. There's always going to be someone that disagrees with you. There's always going to.
So what you're telling me, in this world that we want to be perfect, there's going to be people that don't want perfect.
But perfect...
There's no such thing. The only way is... We know how perfection's gonna come, but it's not gonna come through man.
What defines perfect? How do you break down the word perfect? You see, because we all have our definition of perfect.
It depends on your worldview.
Exactly.
Where you grew up, where you live, how you're taught.
Because, you know, you can sit there, if I was born in the suburbs, my life would be perfect. But you got people that's in the suburbs that can't stand the suburbs. If I was born in the city, my life would be perfect. Now, if I was born in a nation, if I was born without any Wi-Fi, my life would be perfect. Then you got people that say, man, when we without Wi-Fi, there's no way that's not perfect.
I live without Wi-Fi.
What? I have done it for two or three years. But the point is, I'm saying that to define perfect life, you ever see that picture they show on every now and then? There's a picture with a guy looking out the window, and he sees a guy walking. He said, damn, I wish I could walk wherever I want every day. Then that walking person looking at a guy on a bicycle and said, man, I wish I could have a bicycle. The bicycle looking at a guy with a car and said, man, I wish I could have that car. The guy in the car is looking at a guy for another car, and he said, damn, I wish I could have the car he had. The guy, he's looking for a damn thing, a helicopter or a chopper. He's like, yo, I wish I could have that life. The guy in the jet said, I wish I could be an astronaut. You see the problem? Nobody's satisfied. You know what I'm saying? So perfect is a hard word to use because it's like, you can't use perfect because you can't define perfect where everybody agrees. You gotta find a word with what? How about that? What is out there that everybody 100% agrees in?
You know what? I'd be scared of what 100% of people agree, but that would scare me.
Wow.
Because if the whole world is with it, then I know as a Christian I should be against it.
Woo.
It depends on what it is.
Woo, that's it. Okay, all right. Well, what could it be? What would you say?
If it's like a fucking war, NWO shit, fuck no. Everyone was like, yeah, we can agree on that. I'm like, nope. Not gonna happen. Not a good idea.
But there's gonna be some people that say, what's wrong with him? They'll try to clean up the situation. They'll try to bring a different light.
Should try to fix the situation, but not to be, like, you know, let it get to us in power. Not enforced. Like, it needs to be organic. Like, yeah, you know, we live on a rock. Let's take care of it until the day happens.
But that's where Buttercup's coming from. From that point of view is, you find a perfect solution that can solve problems, but then you got somebody else that don't like that you're trying to solve that problem. Or you got somebody else that don't like that you're in power and you made the decision to do that problem. Then you got somebody else that's mad because you're the one who got in charge or who led this. Why is it that we can't be satisfied with one person being in charge of everybody? Because that's what the Savior's going to be. That's what Christ is going to be. He's going to be the one in charge of everybody.
But that's
home.
Different. He's part of God.
Right. But how do people are going to be acceptable to accept that he's going to be in charge?
No,
they're going to have to because they're going to see the alternative first. They're going to see man in charge. One man rule the world. And they're going to see what that leads to.
No, they're either going to agree with man or no, the devil, man, or whatever.
Right.
They're going to go by what they think is right or what God thinks is right. What the world thinks is right. Oh, what God
leads to we grab onto the strongest branch. Whoever the strongest leader is who will back
path up. The destruction is
let me ask you a question. Do you think Lucifer, in a sense, was like God of War? I'm not going crazy about it. Think about it. He wanted to battle his way up.
If he's not bad now.
They go against a God.
He wanted to ascend to above the stars like God.
No, Kratos didn't. He just wanted revenge.
No, but Lucifer.
Yeah, but Kratos wanted revenge. See what I'm saying? A similarity in some sense.
Maybe someone that
because he didn't want to believe the fact that one person could be in power, like the Kanye West song. How can one man have all that power? But you understand, if I created you, it's like being a book, an author in a book, or an artist. You know what I'm saying? I created that form. You know what I'm saying? Or I did that art, and then I decided at one moment, F it. I don't want that guy to be in charge of my life, but he's the one who made me. How do you get to that point?
Yeah, who are you to argue? Yeah, you believe in God, who are you to argue?
But if God gave free will, I think God will be...
I have questioned God, I'm saying. I have questioned God and his intentions and all that, but in the end, if you look back, you're like, who are we to judge him? Who are we to question? He's got to have a better plan than we do.
I think he does, but I think it's okay. You need your chips.
Yeah, she has some chips.
You're like, no, I don't want no chips. I want to be that person in the movie theater that's just eating those loud-ass chips.
They're so good. I'm so hungry.
What are they? The pickle ones?
Limon, my friend. Limon.
Do you have Dorito pickles?
I can't eat Doritos no more, man. After I found that you could better pick a light a fire with Doritos in a camp, I was like, there's too much damn chemicals in this junk. If you can light a fire with Doritos, I don't want it in my damn tummy. Doritos, I just said that live.
Yeah, we just got to be sponsored. We're not Doritos.
Doritos are trying to sue my ass. Why? You ruined my company. I ain't ruined your damn company. I'm talking some real ass shit.
The pickle ones are good.
Yeah, the new ones that just came out. They're
pickle with Doritos?
Tangy pickle.
Wait, now I want to say this right now as a black man. What they just said is what black people don't talk about.
White people things.
That's a white people thing. Pickle, keyword, pickle Doritos on like, top of that.
You don't like pickle flavored anything?
You ever drink the jar of pickles?
Yeah.
What's wrong with y'all people? What's wrong with y'all? I once heard there was piss inside of a jar.
No, technically.
It tastes way better.
No, I think a pickled actually is considered meat. Anything pickled is considered meat.
You know what? Yes. That could go wrong in so many ways right
no
now.
No sexual shit.
That could go that's wrong in so many ways. Because you ruined it. You can't use that.
Come on, look it up.
You can't use that.
A cucumber, it's a fruit.
Yeah, a vegetable. It's a vegetable.
Cucumber's a fruit.
It's a vegetable.
Wanna bet?
Oh my lord, if a cucumber is a fruit, I'm done. I'm walking away right now.
A cucumber is a vegetable.
There's no way in hell. They said a tomato is a fruit and a vegetable. How did a cucumber is a vegetable? It's a greenish, not
you're
too
alone.
Sweet thing. No, it can't be right.
Turn this world upside down, Kenny.
You know what? I can't right now. This man's just about to ruin my appetite. Tell me about a freaking a pickle is a damn freaking fruit.
It's a cucumber.
It ain't even sweet.
Okay, there you go.
Okay.
So I'll answer your question. It is. They are both.
Yes.
They have seeds. Pickles are technically a fruit of the vine. However, because they are made from cucumbers, they are generally known as vegetables.
Yeah.
Pickles are considered vegetables just because they're pickled. Because they are considered meat. They are.
Well, he's saying crazy. A cucumber is a son of a fruit.
So,
but then again, that makes me understand when you go to the little food trucks, the Mexican trucks, and they always have a cucumber as the only thing out there that mixed with their fruits. Ah, no, it can't be right. Look it up. It can't be right. I know we're talking about some random ass stuff on the podcast, but let's be honest, guys. You think about the same damn thing when you drink it and other stuff. Other stuff. The point is.
No, the question is, do you eat pickles?
I eat a pickle or two.
Do you eat pickles?
Yes.
But I'm not drinking the pickle juice, hot damn it.
I'll drink it.
Because it's like piss to me.
You ever had vodka and pickle juice?
No.
What the freak is that?
That is a good combo, though.
It's a mixed drink.
It's a white person thing, but it's a good combo now.
See the word? One more time. Say it one more time. White brother.
I didn't hear you. What did you say?
White person. White person, hot damn it.
A white person thing, I guess.
Fine. A white person thing. A white Caucasian thing.
Would you do it though?
No.
Come on, if we were all camping.
I wouldn't do it if you put olive juice in it and gave me $100 bill on top of that.
Would you take a shot?
Okay, I probably would. But, but the point is, how damn it, I wouldn't do it.
Would you take a shot of it?
I'll take a shot.
That's what she said.
How?
How did she say that?
You know what?
She would take a shot.
Oh.
Jenna Jameson here now? You know what? I'm going to leave this conversation alone. The point is, we probably don't talk about this stuff. We talk about real stuff around here.
America.
Like, you know what? He just said the words right there. America. Bottom line, America, what are we going through right now? We got cops out there in Atlanta who decided they're not going to be out there patrolling right now.
We got cops that got charged, in my opinion, way too profusely. Charged with felony murder for shooting, I don't remember his name.
It went in the Whitney's place?
Yeah, with the taser.
But they said the taser was actually empty. And he knew that.
In the spur of the moment, it don't matter. Why did that guy do that in the beginning? If he had just ran and not aimed a weapon at him, regardless of what they say, it's less than lethal, lethal, whatever. Don't aim anything, run. Good They're going to chase after you.
Two, self-defense. He knew they was going to shoot his ass. He might want to get his shot first.
And if he did get shot, it falls, and then
but the do dude you gets need, a hold of but his gun. Let me ask you a question. He has a taser to shoot at you. Do you use a lethal weapon or use another taser?
I go for the leg.
What if one of the officer's taser had been stolen?
But you got two cops, so one of the other ones is going to beat his ass with a baton. They could have rotten the cane his ass. It would have been less chance of getting mad about that than you guys shoot him three times in the back.
No, you shoot him in the other officer shoots him in the kneecap and charges him. And
why can't you shoot him in the knee? Why can't you shoot the leg? Why can't you shoot the arm?
But tell me, is that felony murder? No.
Third degree.
That's not felony murder.
Some sort of
third degree, second degree, the most.
But lightly.
It's not a first degree. But at the same time, like I said before in the last podcast, for those that listen to the show, at this point, as a police officer, you know that at this moment, anything you do now is being televised. It's being recorded. It's being social media-like. It's going to the point where everybody's on you, whether you did good or wrong. So now you have to think cautiously of every decision that you make as an officer. Because now it's like, yo, you see the video I just showed you with the white guy in the hotel getting shot down? Let's be honest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that pissed me off.
Let's be real. It was a white guy getting shot down by white police officers.
White, obviously.
No, we didn't say it that way. Because everything is about black people getting shot. No, black people, we do get shot by police. We do get racially profiled in some areas. But every race is getting profiled by police when they're shooting you, whether you're redneck, whether you're white, whether you're trying to trash, whether you are a Spanish guy that crossed the border, whether you're a Spanish guy that got to get an education, whether you're a black man that's a hood or a black man that's doing great in your life. They don't give a flying damn. If they don't like you or they have a problem, they will shoot your ass and kill you.
They basically have all that
power. The ego, that ego, like, I am in charge, and if you don't listen to me, I have the rights to kill you. That's the mentality of the police that we have right now. That's a problem. That's the problem. You got the problem. All right. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
So I'm just, that's my point I'm trying to make. You know what I'm saying, Jerry?
Yeah, I agree. It's dumb. Those guys need to be rooted out, put in jail for a long time, but not all.
I mean, how do you feel honestly about what's going on with police right now? Honest opinion. You, just from you.
Look, I'll admit, I don't like cops for one reason. They're cock blockers. I wish I could just walk out in public, smoke a blunt without getting arrested nationwide.
Right, right. I figured it.
That's literally it. Or if I wanted to be drunk but not destroy anything. Which I have kept the record of not destroying shit while drunk, besides trying to fight traffic. But that's a whole different story. But no. Besides that, they need to protect. If they're assholes like that fucking person, that video you showed me,
yeah,
pissed me the fuck off. Like,
exactly.
They got wanted problems.
Exactly. Buttercup, hard as a pen.
I think it's political. Honestly, look what year it is. 2020 election year. This shit, 2019, the statistic was 10 unarmed black people were killed in 2019 by police. 10 out of how many people in the U.S.? So to say it's an epidemic, I think that's exaggerating a little bit. Is there a problem? Of course, there's always going to be a problem there. You have to judge each individual by their actions. You can't lump anyone in a category. You can't say, oh, because you have this suit on, you are this, or yep, you are that. You have to judge each person individually. So there's always going to be shitty people, and there's always going to be good people.
I agree.
You can eliminate the shitty people when they're exposed.
They're like weeds. But they before always come around.
Exactly. They're weeds. They're going to grow. When you see them growing, then you can, you know, you can expose them. You can get rid of them. But before you see them growing, they blend right in. You know, how can you eliminate stupidity? How?
You can't kill your brother.
By giving that boy intelligence. No, I mean,
but forcefully, though? That's wrong, though. We all know that it's wrong.
Now, you know what?
They have a different view. You might hate it, but
you see what I'm saying right now? Look at all the different opinions and how everybody feels about police. My thing is this. As a police officer, it's hard to do your job.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to be on the street risking your life. But I can't see a world without police. Let's be honest. Let's be 100% honest, because everybody's like, oh, no police. But let's be honest right now. Imagine just for 1 week. 1 week only.
Oh, fuck.
One week only. Let's say we start July. Purge. July 1st to July 8th. No police in the street.
That's the purge.
Now,
purge.
You got, what's the chances of high increase on rape? What's the high chances of increase on theft? The high increase on murder, home invasions, vandalism. What's the high increase? There's no police. Do you really think that everybody's going to be honest, innocent citizens that's not going to try to do anything corrupted now because there's no police?
All the bad will come out.
Come on, let's be logical. You need somebody to be a hero or somebody to be good in times when there's things that's going out in desperate ways or being corrupted. That's reality. I don't care if you go back before Jesus came. Even before Jesus came, you had to have somebody that patrolled the street that cared. That stopped people from murdering or killing. They had to be laws in place. Why? Because Mother Effers lost their damn mind. Look at Sodom and Gomorrah. There was no rules, no laws. You got rape, whether it's minor kids to adults being raped and molested and then beaten and whatever and murdered, and nobody's in charge. Think about that. Not one person out there said, hey, stop poking that little boy or little girl.
It was wrong. It was like Aleister Crowley's teachings, do what thou wilt. Which is Satanism. Luciferianism, I should say.
Thank you. So the people that sit there and say, I can see what people was getting mad at, but get rid of bad police would be the things you should be voting for. Get rid of corrupt police. Get rid of racist police from all cultures. Get rid of police that's out there and the only thing they're thinking about is how to target you and do wrong to you. Get rid of the leaders of the police that sit there and say target homeless or target people of different minorities. That's the people you need to aim for. We too many just say anybody but a police officer is bad.
You know what I think this defund police movement is going to lead to, really?
What?
That extra money siphoned into democratic institutions and then ciphered into Democrats' bank accounts and their political campaign. That's why I see all this coming to.
Did you not send me a link about that? I watched it. Kind of cringy with that woman, though. Sorry to tell you that. But the concept, you went on the BLM webpage, you clicked donate and all that, and it showed to the Democratic Party. Like Biden and all that.
Yeah, but my point is, yeah, but my point is, I don't know, man. I'm glad everybody's more woken now, but my thing is, people need to stop attacking police because they police. Stop attacking EMTs. Stop attacking all these fields We're falling for the George Soros. You know, F that. Not even George Soros. It's bigger than him. We're falling for the agenda. And we can see that jump. The same with the Black Lives Movement freaking donations. Let's be real. People know that what's going on. They just corrupted from the top to the bottom.
If you want to start a movement, aren't you going to give it a name that no one can say anything against? So if I was to start a movement, I'm going to give it a name like Black Lives Matter, because who can argue against that statement?
Yeah, because all
nobody can. So therefore, you have to accept this. It's just genius. I'm not saying all Black Lives Matter people are nefarious. I'm just saying always follow the money trail. Always follow the money trail. See where it leads.
Real shit.
And you'll notice it leads to the same people most of the time.
The Bushes.
That's just him talking. It's not the Bushes. That's not what we gotta worry about.
There's a lot more than Bushes, man.
There is nothing.
In Madagascar.
Now he's just saying random words.
Hula hoop.
You know what? But God damn, Julio.
You
know what?
Oh, you said Julio.
Sound like Coolio when I said it now.
Julio.
Nah, but my thing is, this is the problem right there, and I agree with your guys right now. Why is it that people, that we can show you social media, let me do it this way, Buttercup, let's do this way right now. Buttercup, let's say you never knew anything about all this negative BS. You know what you know, and you believe in your heart that your government is cool from all cultures, from all different states and countries. You believe that the world is in the way it's at. Everything's working out fine. Things happen the way it happens. And all of a sudden, I keep posting and sending you random-ass videos that show you corruption. But you don't want to believe it because you're like, man, that's just a conspiracy theory. But you want to tell me that there's not a piece of you in your heart that doesn't say, question, like, why would they keep sending me videos? And it's fake. There's a possibility this video is, one of these videos is actually true. You don't actually like look forward to like do a little research of your own to say, y'all need to dig deeper into this?
Exactly.
That's my problem. The people that said that, they say they woke, but they're not woke.
They think they are.
Maybe it was a preacher that talked about it the other day, and I was just watching it, and he said everybody wasn't claiming they woke. But how do you not know that abortion clinics are the biggest things that kill Black people worse than the Ku Klux Klan? But yet, we ain't talking about it, but you claim you're woke. Come on, man! How many times we gotta say this stuff to you and you still get mad at the truth? Why are you mad that you're getting killed every day and you don't want to do nothing about it? Whether you're white or Black, it doesn't matter your culture. People are getting killed every day and we're not doing nothing about it.
You know, another thing that we need to mention, a lot of these statues that are getting torn down, and Nancy Pelosi mentioned something. Pelosi mentioned something on Juneteenth. Which is, I guess, commemorates 155 years since slavery that day.
Right.
She said something about they took down four portraits or something of former speakers of the House.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
In the White House. And she said because they were Confederates, so that their portraits were taken down. Well, the problem is, and the thing she didn't mention, is that they were all Democrat. See, what people want to forget is that the Democratic Party was the ones fighting to keep slavery. The Democratic Party, after they lost that fight, were the ones that created the KKK, were the ones that tried to institute racist laws.
Deep. And speak that, Buttercup!
People try to talk about, people will say something about, oh no, there's this big switch. The party switched sides. And that's not true. What happened is, after the Civil War, the people that were up north that fought the Union, they moved down to the South to industrialize it. Because it wasn't industrialized, it was with the Southern ways. And then the people from the South went up north to work in the industrialized areas because they didn't have their slaves anymore. They had to find work. That's what happened. The parties didn't switch. The Democratic Party is the party of racism. And you can see right now they are right now they are profiting off of Black suffering. That is exactly what's going on.
So you say this to be true.
What do you say? What are you saying? I wonder what Jerry says out there. What are you saying? Speak that up.
Turkey bacon dick tits. I agree. It's true though.
They are.
But there are some racist Republicans, independents.
There's racist Republicans, Democrats, Tea Party. I don't give a damn.
Christians.
Christians.
Jews.
Muslims. Jews. Atheists. Buddhism. Everybody's racist in their own way. You know, I can prove this. I can prove this. Because there'll be some things. I'm going to say honest. There'll be some things I'll be like. I'm going to show you the racism about how I do it. Okay. Somebody jumped off the top of a roof, flipped out, and killed himself. First thing on my mind, white people. Is that racist? Or is that just a factual?
That's funny.
It's funny, but is it racist? Because I stereotyped a culture that would do it. But what if a black guy was the one that did it?
They play that on that radio station. I don't remember what one is. They say black or white. They tell you.
I don't know.
And you guess if it's black or white.
I've been right so far.
It's pretty easy to predict. Sometimes right. They throw you off. It's an oddball screwball.
All right, so, okay, now, say something that would you think it would be a black person. Look, I know people don't think it's not a racist thing, but just say something you think would be a black person that you heard on the radio station, for example.
A woman goes to a Popeye's and she wanted one of the new chicken sandwiches, and they said they were out of them, and it pissed her off, and she jumped the counter and beat the cashier's ass.
Black. That was black man said this, I know.
What is it?
What would you guess?
Same thing.
Black. Was it a white person?
I'm just making that story up.
But what was it, though?
I was showing assumptions.
But assumptions? Why? Because I would...
You asked
white people do go to Popeye's, but I think about the fights they have at Popeye's. Majority of the time, it's a black person. Not saying that white people don't fight in restaurants. Yeah, I've seen that. But majority of the time, it depends on the location. Now, if you were to say a Chick-fil-A...
White. White.
You see the point? Is that doesn't make you racist? And you just
we
think
know
about
black people eating at Chick-fil-A. We're just saying there's certain things, stereotypes for everything, and it's what makes us. It's fun if you think about it. It's what makes us all different.
That's why comedy is important.
It's we all bring a little bit of our own culture into the equation.
Hold it down for 30 seconds.
Well, Preacher Parker here is gonna go check his cholesterol. He's gonna put his finger up his ass. Is that the right one?
It's not true.
What is it called, though?
Fake news.
What is it called, though, where you put your finger up your ass?
Physical?
No. The city of cancer in your asshole.
I don't know. Why are we talking about this?
He told me to hold it down.
Anyways. That was a terrible subject. So what else we got to talk about? We got the hashtag, the bitch is white. We talked about that.
Corona thing with the, an increase.
I see those, damn, what do they call them bugs over in Africa and stuff?
Locust?
Yeah, the locusts. They're still going crazy, spreading everywhere.
I thought they got rid of them.
No.
Why don't just burn the fuck out of them? Burn them all down.
It's not that easy. There's trillions of them.
Napalm the fuck out of
them. They can't just fucking scorch ground fucking napalm
U.S. Ask them if they can, the U.S. can help them. Napalm them. Get rid of our napalms. Fucking bomb the whole area.
They're in residential areas, too.
Move those people to an area, have them housed properly, napalm the fuck out of it, and let it grow back naturally, and then recolonize it.
He's talking about napalming the locusts. Sending in militaries to napalm strike the locusts.
So are you going
to
waste my tax dollars?
No, fun fact, there was an island full of goats. Fuck, some different country's military fucking wiped them all out, got in helicopters and shooting the shit out of them. They went to war with the goats, they were shooting...
Yeah. Speaking about that ghost, do you think you heard about that movie, right? Something with the ghosts, and they like George Clooney was in it.
Yeah.
He would look at the goat, and then would
actually
kill
a
goat.
Yeah. That was amazing.
And they said it's based on true stories. So I think myself, how powerful we are as a human race that we can stare at a goat and actually really kill that motherfucker if you was able to truly get to that point in your mind.
But see, I think the dangerous thing is getting to that point in your mind.
He's gonna say witchcraft and magic.
No. The dangerous thing is getting to that point in your mind because
how?
If you are not 100% spiritually pure, you are going to be pulled to the dark side of it.
No, you're not.
Deep.
You always have a chance to come to the good side. You've forgotten. You've lost your ways.
You sound like a damn Sith Jedi. Is that
like
a real thing?
You lost your ways.
It's called a gray Jedi.
Oh, okay.
Whole voice change. You lost your ways.
You've lost your wits.
You are the evil one.
That's a good laugh.
It's a Halloween edition. Not really.
Yeah, we should do a Halloween edition.
Oh, yeah,
by the way, damn, skipping it, hippity.
He said skipping it.
Skipping it, hippity, diggity, diggity, diggity. What?
My girl.
Know what life is about? Happiness. Off topic. Wait, who is that?
You know the meaning of life? Here's my breakdown. 44 plus 2 is 6. 6 means to serve. The meaning of life is to serve others.
Damn. I don't know what's going on, but that was great.
Stone him.
It was good. Damn.
No, I agree.
You ever seen everyone that? Served each other.
Y'all watch that show? Each other
out just because it's.
What's it called? Alter Carbon or Aubrey Carbon?
Oh, God. Alter Carbon?
Yes.
Yeah, I've
only watched like.
Or just aside, what if reincarnation was similar to that show? They took a piece of your body, but they attached it to a different skin. Remember that? A blink of the eye, you just change. It changed, but you could become a different form. So now, if I took your chip out of your body or whatever you needed that was left, and I sent it to another body form, and then you are now that other person, but now you're a woman or you're an older man or a little kid, how do you feel?
Fuck, I don't want to do it. I want to die, bitch.
Okay.
No, I will be curious one time. One time, die, come back, and be like, fuck.
If I'm a woman, I'm going to be like, well, I can explore this experience a little bit.
I'd touch my boob first thing I'm going to do. Probably become a lesbian. I don't want to get, fucked by a guy. So I'll have my brain as a man, so I don't want to be fucked by a guy. A lesbian. Fuck that.
Okay.
I'm glad you said that.
What would you do?
I can see where you're coming from because mentally, if you are a guy in a woman's body, and then all of a sudden a guy's like, yo, you look good. Like, wait a minute. I tell my wife I'll be a lesbian. I'm just being honest. There's no way in hell. If I was a guy to another woman, I'll be a lesbian.
Okay, Buttercup, what would you be? He said lesbian. I'm lesbian also. What are you?
If I was trapped in a woman's body, I'm just going to be, what do they call it when you're
a widow?
Be all dolo, solo dolo. I'm gonna be doing shit to myself.
So you're not gonna fuck another girl?
No.
That's a good question, man.
That's the best way to be, right?
I can't do that though, bro.
Why?
Bro, I have an opportunity to
live a fantasy. They have robotic stuff.
I don't want no damn R2-D2 touch my dick.
No, you're a female.
Oh, wait.
Why does my dog?
So you got that man mentality.
You can't be drinking and talking about this real last right here, that hot damn it. You know what?
But we are a family show, your kids can watch it near a campfire with your whole family.
What kid watching this show? They might not. No, you know what? Off topic, Amish County, I heard in that area, is now enforcing that you have to wear the mask.
You have to.
How do you people feel about it? I mean, let's be real, man. Wearing a mask, it stops you from breathing as well as you can. You get sweaty on your own damn facial hair. I get itchy at some parts of my face. It gets on my damn nerves. I get little rashes because I get pissed off because I wear it so damn long. How is it better than having my face exposed to the air that I've been breathing all my damn life?
Exactly.
I say, fuck it. I'm not going to Tampa.
The virus is microscopic. The cloth mask does not stop microscopic.
So what are you saying, sir? Are you challenging the CDC?
Yes.
Are you going to try to get our show canceled because of your not doctor, status?
Yes.
Our show would not be canceled because we're speaking the truth. And there's people out there that want to expose that truth. And they want to follow us because they want to be part of that truth. The problem is, if they shut us down, then they wouldn't know they're shutting us down because we're exposing the truth. So they got to keep us open. So, they kind of work with us. They'll send us some strange letters in our mails one day. They say, hey, you guys are talking about a little bit too much. Tone it down just a little bit. And we'll let it slide. I will freak out. They say, you do know we know where you live. Just to let you know. Like, hi, damn it. Son of
can you send it back, though? Can I be like,
even worse, it's not in your mailbox. It's attached to your door.
But can you send a message back to them saying,
with different color dots. Red means exterminate you asses. Look, it started with a blue dot that says, hey, it's a warning. Yellow dot says, hey, we talked to you now. We did have a talk. And you kind of agree with us.
There was like Tupac level now.
Will we get to a point where we have free talk where it doesn't get, you going to get exterminated for it or shut down for it? Do you think we get to that level?
No.
Should be.
Because they shut down Alex Jones.
The day,
come on, Alex Jones. When you shut down Alex Jones, you let them, they basically expose that free talk is like, hey. Just saying.
Which is wrong.
Which
No one should control the narrative.
Nope. Free speech. The ability to say whatever the fuck you want.
What about Second Amendment? You're taking the Second Amendment will ever be taken away from America?
Ooh, honestly. If they try to lead to war.
It's going to lead to war.
But do you think it will ever be taken away?
Only if they win.
Possibly, only if they win. Which, I could see it happening.
What's the chance of them winning or losing?
It's a 50-50, to be honest.
I think it's all spontaneous. One side will have gotten with them.
That's a wow. That's heavy. That's a scary thought, because people don't think that outside the box. Do you think it's a possibility that America will face America? When I say you don't get that.
If it happened once, why can't it happen twice?
I see that being an excuse why we don't defend Israel during the attack.
Or, you know, we do that and fucking another
country comes out of nowhere and wipes us out. Have our own problems.
You hear the India and China little beef that happened?
Got like, oh, yeah.
Yo, I heard about
China,
that.
China and India, yeah.
I heard it can lead to a World War III. I can hear it can lead to a World War III. That's what I heard.
I can see it.
But this is also like revolutions. Rumors of wars and nation rising against nation.
What about Yemen? 25 million people are starving.
I can imagine.
25 million people are starving, and we're worried about a motherfucking mass. We're worried about a race war. Motherfucking people are dying.
Mm-hmm.
Human nature.
You see what I'm saying? How important are you? This. Okay, you know what? I'm about to get deep. How important are you that you're so more important than somebody else that's actually really truly dying?
And suffering. More.
Are you more important than somebody that's truly dying, or their children are really being killed? Are you more important than their cause?
The way I look
that's
at
the
it,
question.
You're lucky. You should be glad that you should help out the other one too if you have the ability to.
Deep. That's what I'm talking about.
The way
about.
I look at it, if you're in America, you're blessed compared to a lot of other places. You are absolutely blessed, and you can't deny that you are. You can try to say, oh, America's so terrible. Go live in some other places where people get killed for no reason, where people get killed because of their sexual orientation or because of their religious beliefs, where people get trafficked nonstop, sex trafficked, and
yep,
even slavery to a certain
slavery.
Extent.
Yeah.
Slavery exists.
There's some countries that still have slaves.
Exactly.
That's all I'm saying. Like, I don't know, man. But when it gets down to the nitty-gritty, when you really sit there and get deep in your thoughts, instead of you getting angry and outraged, sit back for a second. And when it gets deep in your thoughts, are you more important than somebody else? It's the real question. That's the realest question you can ask somebody. Are you more important than somebody else?
No.
Holy shit, number one, North Korea is the number one slave.
Damn.
Then Intria.
Saudi Arabia's got slaves.
Burundi, Central Africa Republic.
There's a part of Africa that got a lot of slaves.
There's some more.
That's where it originated.
Freaking sad, man. How do we still have slaves in 2020?
Even when blacks were unified,
I got the actual numbers.
People will always be divided. Even if you say you had a place where it was only whites, they're going to be divided amongst each other. People will always be divided by something.
Some reason.
Hey, I don't like you because of that, or my opinion's different from you.
It's
fuck
like,
you.
Okay, you know what? Life is like a school. When you go to school, how many groups are in school? Honestly, how many freaking different children
there's
are
like,
in different
there's
groups?
There's like
in
10 cliques at school.
You got nerds, you got the little geeks over here,
you got the goths, the skaters, the emos,
you got the motherfucking
stoners,
cool kids,
the retarded kids.
Sorry, I know it's retarded or special. What do you want to call it? The mental. You got the group that the LGBT now. We're going to call it that now. But back then, we didn't call it that. But you got all these different groups. And everybody's like, then you that individual that walks in the hallway. How do you choose what side you want to be down with?
I choose my own side.
I never chose a side.
Have you ever chosen a side of school? Like the cool kids?
I tried to be friends with people I knew. But when they tried to pick sides, they would push me away.
Yep.
And I wouldn't follow, you know, I wouldn't follow like, oh, I'm going to follow you just because I like you. No, I'm going to be myself. No one likes me. Tough luck.
You know what I'm saying? On the real. That check is.
No, no flipping your fucking
no flipping the flip, flipping the flip. No. Singing that song, that hippity hip. Damn, what? Oh, sorry. Anyway, point is, this is reality, man. Reality is, at one day, at one point in our life, the Lord say, bring thy kingdom down on earth. So, you know, thy kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. So, basically, the earth is supposed to be like a resemblance of heaven. So, you think we ever get to a point where people will stop being ignorant and start trying to turn this earth into a heavenly well.
No.
Never?
I don't think so. I think humans are just destined to either destroy ourselves or just constantly be in conflict.
So you're saying it's a possibility that we would erase each other as humans?
I'll say this. It is possible, though, to have that, but the only way to do that, is, in my opinion, is either acceptance fully of the idea of the collective group or complete domination. Like, one side wipes out, every other side is the only side left, and their philosophy will rule over the entire planet in their generations to come.
Damn.
Boom!
What you gotta say, Buttercup?
Turkey bacon. What was the question?
My cracker. I'm not repeating myself.
Do you think that we would ever get to a point where we would bring a heavenly realm style on this earth? Because, the Lord's Prayer, you bring thy kingdom on earth as it is in heaven.
Not without divine intervention, it seems, because...
So this is what he's saying.
Because you can't change everyone. And there's a lot of people that will never go with it.
But our number one goal needs to be exploration.
I don't let me just say it this way. As people, as humans, we all have different mindsets. None of us can be 100%. But what's wrong with peace, happiness, everybody eating for free, everybody drinking and partying for free, everybody living their life without paying any bills? All of us has one basic income. When we're not getting paid, we're just living our life. Our work is basically our pay. We do it, work with building. We help with our animals. We're helping each other. We're laughing. We're traveling wherever we want to. There is no rules where we can go. You know, we're worshiping one Lord that says, just worship me once a day to say thank you for allowing you to drink the water of life. What's wrong with that? Why do we feel the urge to say, hey, I still like that motherfucker. His house has a better color than my house. I'ma kill that motherfucker. What? Why did we get to that point?
Sin.
Human nature.
But why? Like,
it's embedded in
what's wrong with that, though? What's wrong with that joy?
Free will. Free will causes all
the
that.
The free will to want to be evil?
No, free will causes you to be good or evil.
So is that the devil or is that your mind?
No, that's you.
So that's
why I try to tell Buttercup.
So it wasn't, it's just you making that sin now.
No, there could be demonic presence. Not all the time.
Now listen, if you
make demonic presence involved, but
if you make a lot of bad decisions and you get yourself to a certain level, then you can be taken over by something demonic. And it can influence even darker things.
That's true.
Emphasis on can, though.
It's not always, but can.
There you go. Can we agree on that 50-50?
Yeah, it's not always.
Touch my hand.
But I think there's a spirit of Christ and there's a spirit of Antichrist.
Touch my hand.
There's only two spirits.
Touch it. You touched it.
Spirit of Christ, spirit of Antichrist.
And then the spirit of...
Yes! That was beautiful. But my point is... I agree, though, man. I'm just saying, I'm hoping that one day, at least... We will be enlightened by truth. Do you think we are world or truth? Because it said the Bible did say you will begin to gain knowledge and from you will, that this generation will get more knowledge where we will see more truth.
We have.
So are we at the point where corruption will finally end? Pedophilia will start to end? We will get down to the bastards that really did it?
For a while. But see, even it talks about even during Christ's 1,000-year reign that towards the end when he lets Satan back out, people will fall away even then, even after having all this time with them.
You have a question why let Satan back out?
It is his son, though. He doesn't want to get rid of his son off the bat. He still loves his son.
And he's used for the final temptation. See if you truly are ready.
See, this is where things get real. Why would I release a person that's going to cause core corruption? One more time. Is it to weed out the ones that truly aren't that good?
Exactly, the ones that were faking it, or the ones that snuck along and didn't really mean it, or the ones that thought they wanted it, but once they had it, they decided they wanted to go back to the old ways.
Damn, that's heavy.
It's an Oscar-winning moment by Buttercup.
Good job.
If I had flowers, I'd throw them at you. You know that. I'd pick
what
roses.
Kind of flowers would you throw? Daisies,
pink roses.
Pink roses. Huh?
Yeah.
Damn, pink roses.
If I can get blue, I get blue.
Purple lilacs.
We get some purple lilacs. What the fuck that is?
I don't even know if that's
real. I was about to say, is that a plant? Like, what? I never heard of that plant. I go get a garden center for crying out loud.
Purple lilac.
Nah, but man, I don't know, man. I can't wait to see what's going to change. Trump 2020, we'll see. Biden 2020, we'll see. We don't know who's going to win. What if none of them win? That's my
Holy
thing.
Holy shit, those are real flour.
What?
Sure. No, wait.
Yo, he said it. Yo, yeah, damn.
That's what it is. It's fucking beautiful.
God damn, that's good.
I wanted some. I told
purple
you.
Purple lilac, son of a gun.
Purple lilac.
This motherfucker must be Prince. No, I'm just saying that. Damn, hot damn.
I like it. The soul picked the purple. Good. Good color.
Purple's a
my
good color.
My pick's the black.
What's your favorite color? Your favorite color is purple?
My favorite color is black and white.
Mine's is orange.
Mine's
orange and black.
Green
gold
and black.
Too. I like gold.
Green and black and gold and red.
So everybody like got a little gold. Black in them. No,
oh, yeah.
But the point is...
Sorry, but I actually white...
What? Have you ever seen a person that ever... They used to ask me that in school. You know, I know when I was in school, they used to ask me in a different program sometimes, what's your favorite color? Write down on a little board. And they would give you like little different lessons about it. My problem is this. Has anybody ever said their favorite color was white?
I like it. Mine's black and white.
I like
white's
it.
A good looking color.
This is
no,
a good looking color.
No,
it's actually
you mix
the absence
it with something
of color.
Else.
But it's not a color, right? That's
no.
What I said?
Yeah, it's the absence
if
of color.
If you mix pink and white, that's a perfect ass color.
Ooh. Like a future
sexy
color.
Sexy ass fucking
well,
color.
White, like, black and white makes great. I mean.
It's
white's a good
color.
It's the absence of color. Black is every color. Combined. Every color combined makes black.
Is that weird?
No color makes white.
Ooh.
It's the opposite ends of the spectrum.
That's a deep situation right there.
That's crazy thoughts.
See, people don't think like that,
man. God was pretty genius when he created everything.
Genius, man.
It's art.
When you think about everything is broken down into details, and you really look at everything, you figure mind-blowing.
You appreciate it more.
I think there were seven original races. There's seven continents.
What are the seven original races?
I heard there's... No, I'm talking about colors. What?
Black, white... Brown,
red, yellow,
orange, yellow.
I don't remember. I think
brown.
Purple. I think purple. I think there's like a
black, white, brown, red.
I don't know. All I know is a couple aren't left anymore. We pretty much have black, white, and then what? In between.
That's deep into my brains, G. I'm ready to die. Ain't nobody to save me.
That's all it is, black and white. And
no, here's the thing. Why would we keep talking about the color
everything's
part? We're all the fucking human race, though.
Right on. Speak that,
we
John.
Are just human.
We're humans.
The only
hot,
thing
dude.
That separates us is
it's pigment.
Melanin level.
Yep.
In our hatred.
In hatred.
Hatred.
Towards each other.
Unnecessary hatred.
But when you were
stop
up north,
the hate.
When you were up north living, you didn't need melanin. When you were in south... past the equator, towards the equator, you need melanin. That's the only
man,
difference.
Look, pigment help you in the environment that you live in.
Exactly. But now we're all mixing up and it's
that's
different.
Why they said by the year 20, what, 25 or 20, 30 or something like that, it's not going to be a solid, a 100% pure race. And that's why I think blacks and whites are really fighting, because blacks want to say, I want to keep the black together. The whites are saying, I want to keep the whites together.
But
I
see, mean, even whites aren't pure. There's
exactly.
White nuts. I'm with so many different types of white.
I have right. Native American in my bloodline. But all right, we're ending
speak
near the show
up.
On ours.
Speak that
Peach
up.
Parker, so we got like 7-6 minutes.
Yes,
left.
Alex.
Speak Peach Parker.
Speak
Buttercup.
Coco.
I love y'all.
Love you too, man.
Yeah, we got black,
love
white.
You,
speak
brother.
That joke. Speak that.
Black, yeah. White, we need to unite.
Last words.
You know. And then the Preacher Parker.
Oh. Well, we're ending this on a sad note, but we love you all. Viva la Revolution.
Man down.
Well, that's all we got right now for the Preacher Parker Show. Man, it's been a great show, but a lot going on. People still, please stay woke. Please stay aware. Please be wise. Pay attention to what's really going on. Go with your heart, go with your gut, go with your intuition, but do not go with what you see, what you hear. Do your own research. That's what it's all about. Glad you get to check out Viva La Revolution and the Preacher Parker Show at the same time. Please share, subscribe. Please, you know, get more info. Hit me up whenever you want to. I'm everywhere. Appreciate y'all for listening to this episode. Stay blessed, stay woke, stay wise, and stay prayed up every day. God bless.